You went partying last night, is that true?
Yeah, yeah, of course, a little bit. Of course, we have to try the local alcohol, perhaps, because otherwise we would not know how the country works.
So. Is it any different than in Germany?
No, of course, it's not so different, but, you know, it's fun, and, of course, when we go to a different country, we always like to party a little bit here and there, you know. You can't avoid it.
So you've been traveling, if I understand correctly, around Slovenia today and yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, we're only here for like 2.5 days. So Pascal's showing us a little bit. I mean, that's why we're here. We want to have some impression about Slovenia. We haven't been in Slovenia, so it's just if and only if we see a little, some little places, it's still okay for us, because when we're back home and then we communicate via email or the telephone, we like to know at least how the vibe over here is, how the people are, and so every little information we are getting in these hours is, could be important to you know the situation or the problem, you know. Of course we will come back. So
you have been distributing your Rock Hard magazine in 19 countries, in German, I believe. And then you have developed under your brand name, made contracts with 5 more states, the Slovenia is the 6th.
Yes.
Brazil, Spain, Greece, France, Slovenia, and Italy, of course.
Yes.
So, what made you choose Slovenia for the 6th country?
It was not intended to do it in Slovenia or anywhere in what was called the Eastern Bloc or anything. You know, people were approaching us in the last 10 years, but we never had the feeling we should do it. It was probably the wrong people. We met Pascal. And last year we were in the Popcom in Berlin, and it was me, because I knew his Metal Planet fanzine, and I thought it's quite well done. So I asked him, hey, would you be interested in joining this, you know, because we see it as an independent network, you know. And before, people were, in other countries, people were doing fanzines or were journalists before, but they needed a little bit of support. And so a couple of times it's not like we are overtaking something, but they have a business, and it might be useful for them to use our brand to make things work a little bit easier, and our connections and our content. So we introduced the idea to Pascal, and first he was not reacting to it, you know, and then all of a sudden he said, okay, it's a good idea, can you send me the conditions, and we did, you know, and that's how it, there's no big plan behind it. We thought that Pascal could be a person who would be able to do it right, you know, and we perhaps can get along with great, because you have to match on a personal level, you know.
It's, you have to connect.
It's not big business or anything, you know, or money involved. So the personal connection is the most important thing. And so far it feels great with Pascal. He seems to be a very nice guy, and he seems to be very well connected in the local scene, because that's very important for us, that people support the local scene, you know. We don't want to be the big McDonald's kind of brand who overtakes everything here and not does anything about the local scene. We want to be fully independent, and we want to support the local people. You know? And if people are doing this or have been doing this before, they are the right persons for us.
Keeping your magazine independent seems very important to you. You mentioned that a lot in writing, when reading about your magazine, and even we can say your beginnings were kind of like do-it-yourself style.
Yes.
So, which just collecting your information, writing about demos you were given or you exchanged, and just distributing this. But now this is a big magazine. How do you keep it straight independent, really.
Well, we kept it independent because we denied every offer that was coming to us, and you know, at the time where the magazine grew, of course there were some strange businessmen who thought with their help we could make it even bigger. So they say, hey, you wanna can I buy the magazine or can I buy a share? And then we were thinking about it, and we never had the feeling that we that could be something we should do, you know. We always thought like that's not a good idea, you know, it's they will we're not gonna be free in what we were right, and the people will not like it, and it would only be like a short-term effect, maybe to have some good promotion, and then it will disappear, you know. And I think if we would have joined any of these persons, we would not be existing anymore. Mm-hmm. And I think that was a very wise decision, but it was not only thought out; it was the feeling that we should not do it, because we grew up in this music scene like this a certain way, and we conditioned even the record companies not to complain about bad reviews or anything. We said that's our style, we are honest, we tell the people, and then we found out it's okay to do it like this, because the record company said, yeah, I can deal with it. Next time you write a good review about a different band, no problem, you know?
So does your editorial staff consider themselves as fans of metal music, hard rock music, or, I don't know, critics? Or what kind of role do you think
It's a mixture of both. I mean, it's quite individual. Our chief editor, he's always says he's a fan, and only a real fan can ask like critical questions, because it's not mean, you know. If he tells a musician he does not like this or that, it's totally honest, because he's a fan of the band, you know. That's our chief editor, and he's right. And my approach is more I'm a journalist. I'm not a friend of this guy, you know. Mm-hmm. And but in the end, I think it's basically the same, you know. I'm a fan too, but if I meet somebody, I want to be a journalist actually, you know. And when the interview is done, I can be a fan as well, you know. But I think you have to be honest with the people. Tell them if you don't like something. Even in nice words, you can tell him, you know. And I discovered that people or musicians like it, you know, because they have so many people surrounding them that tell them, oh, you're great and everything's great. And nobody tells them, hey, this record is not so good. You could have chosen another path. That lyric, I don't know. I mean, and people who are intelligent and honest about their art, they love to have some kind of feedback, even if the feedback is negative, or you can say the nice words, you could have done it differently, what do you think of this idea, you know. So it's I found out that it's not a problem, and if people have not big ego, you know, it's okay to tell them, you know.
Still, every music industry is run, we can still say that, by the record companies. And if you want to survive even in as an independent media magazine, you do have to include them somehow. So how do you manage to avoid the pressure from, I don't know, over-publicizing one band who isn't, I don't know, the best in the world, but is offered on the table to the media, to the fans, to everybody? It's exploded on the scene for no particular reason.
We can't do, we are not able to, to do this, you know. Mm-hmm. We grew up in a working class area, and one of the typical aspects of our area is that the people are are really, really honest, and they tell people what they don't like, which can hurt people sometimes, but it's not like in Berlin or Hamburg or one of these metropole cities where people tend to try to be friends of famous people or anything. You know, we don't have any famous people, you know, so this kind of attitude is not in us. And and that's basically one of the reasons, you know. We grew up in this area, and people are like this. And even if we want to play this game of fashion and fame, we would fail, you know. We couldn't do it, you know, because it's not in us, you know. I saw so many people in like Munich or Berlin or Hamburg, and their attitude is totally different. You have to be at the big parties, you have to make connections, but I think that's all fake. And you know, in this respect, we're more like, even if it's metal, we're more like punks, you know.
Then, you said a lot about supporting the local area bands. Now, in your beginnings, there was a lot of that, supporting local heavy bands who are now big stars in the heavy metal scene, so they are a part of your success. You say that Slovenians should support their local scene also. How does this, I don't know, does this come, their information, will it come to Germany, to Spain, to... do you think if they will present something good, which is locally based, that you will be able to take that and present it to the rest of the rest of Europe? This is... yeah.
I mean, perhaps it could be one of the interesting aspects of this. To connect all the magazines and to meet on a regular basis and exchange information. And if there's a really thrilling band, I think that's one of the good aspects of the nowadays rock scene, that everything is so well organized and connected. If there's a really incredible artist, I can't imagine this artist being undiscovered, you know. And it doesn't matter if the band's from Slovenia, Spain, or Monaco, or whatever. I think if they're great and they have the energy to work hard, I think it would be easy for them to get the information around. And with our kind of little network, I think that it could help, you know. So if some of our licensees would, you know, send us an email with the link, and the band would be so incredible. I think we would spread the word, and perhaps it could help the band make a little career. Yeah.
You, in this merger from Metal Planet and Rock Hard, you just I understand it. You kind of lend the brand the name of the magazine and some interviews. Is there something else I'm missing here?
Yeah, one of the most important aspects, I think, is that since we're doing this from 25 years and we know how to start a magazine, we are able to give like advices on almost every aspect of this type of business. Yeah, it is a business. I mean, you can't be so naive to think that you only support the art and not think about the money aspect of it, because you're probably in a competition with bigger magazines or people who have money or have more power, promotion power or whatever. So there's many aspects to make your way through this jungle of possibilities, and Pascal can call us up anytime he likes and tells us, I have a problem here. Could be with one of the staff, could be with one of the record companies or distributors over here, could be something with the production, whatever. And you know, I know for myself that I never had anybody who I could dial up and have these two options. Which one, you know? because sometimes you make a mistake and it can cost you a lot of money, or because you just don't know. And they can call us anytime, or and we probably give them the best advice we can give, you know. And that's why we came here. We talk every night, you know. We don't talk about bands, or we talk about how to get the magazine going, you know. And I think this is one of the most interesting aspects, that we are this type of business angels as well, you know. So it's their money that is blown, you know. But it's very important that they ask, you know. And I only can hope that people are not too shy or too proud to, you know, ask, so that they can develop everything in the long run, and that it keeps going, you know. And if there's a problem, they tell us early enough, you know, and not when everything is finished.
So the first Slovenian magazine is printed. We have it here for the listeners to know. So have you had a look through?
Sure,
what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's great for the start. I can imagine it, of course, become a little better in some details, but I think that can be quite developed. I like the graphics. Of course, I like that they supporting our idea that metal or rock is not this small genre with a couple of bands that belong to it and a couple of others who don't, you know. So we've been to a rehearsal of Destroy Machine yesterday, and even they don't have any guitars, I think their attitude is not so different to metal or punk bands. So if they write an article about such a band, I think it's good, because it's saying in our magazine that if the attitude of the band is along our lines, we sometimes have a look here, have a look there, you know. And I quite like that the approach here in Slovenia is to connect it with a lot of art, independent life, you know. And I think that's very, very, very strong, because it's a small country. It might be a small scene, but I think there's a lot of diversity here, so I kind of like it. Because in Germany it's perhaps a bit too professional and organized, and you don't have this interactive moments anymore. So it's I kind of like that, and that's one of the reasons why we had a very good feeling to do this, because it's not only about the music, you know. They do like exhibitions and cinema, and I kind of like that.
Yeah, the important aspect of a German issue of the magazine is humor. And I don't know, when I see, there's a lot of, I don't know, parody, there's a lot of laughing, I don't know. I've watched for the Guerrilla TV, you also have a Guerrilla TV, I watched your video with the Dark Turn guitarist, which is hilarious. So how important do you think this is in a magazine, humor, and making the reader laugh and everything?
I think it's the hardest part. It's to have some good humor. I mean, you can easily fall into the trap of like a silly joke or anything, you know, do some macho bullshit, you know. It's easy to go on a really deep level, you know. And so to have some really good humor, dark humor, whatever, you know, it's very, very difficult to develop, and you have to find the right people. But it was, like you said, it was a big aspect from almost early on, where we were commenting our own articles, making jokes in between the editorial stuff, and people liked it, you know. And it's also very important. We have a very good connection with our readers. They write a lot of letters. We have 6-7 pages of readers' letters each month in like very small letters, you know. And they sometimes come up with really crazy stuff, you know, and a lot of imagination and weird theories, you know. And that's pretty cool. That's perhaps our biggest intervention. I think that's the greatest thing we came up with, that we don't take the metal scene for so granted, you know. I mean, music should be about fun, and having should be positive in the end, you know. Even if of course some bands are negative, but it's entertainment. We take it as entertainment, you know. Even the negative aspects, and so it's fun, you know.
I'm sure that would be your advice to Metal Planet and to Rock Hard, to keep music fun. Also, is there anything else you wish for the magazine and for maybe the scene, music scene in general, to value in the future more?
Well, I mean, everything you do in art has to come from the heart, you know. So it goes for doing a magazine, it goes for creating music or other sort of art, whatever it is. So I think for Slovenia, it's very important that the people come up with something which has a local background, you know. And if you look into the history of music, you can easily find that only those bands made it big who picked up like a local background, you know. You discovered this with Laibach, perhaps. We discovered this with Anschluss in Neubauten and Rammstein, or bands like a German band that sounds typical German in a way could have like international success, you know. I don't know what that could be in Slovenia, but, because I don't know the culture so well, but it doesn't make sense to copy anything which is famous from America or somewhere from Europe. Mm-hmm. So I think if they keep on doing what they are doing and understand what makes them special and bring it on a more professional level, I think that's going to be successful then, you know. We don't want Pascal to copy our magazine, you know. He's able to choose from our files, whatever he likes, you know. And you see in the first issue that it goes from Dream Theater to Gala to the Devil's Blood to Behemoth, totally different bands, you know. And that's cool, you know. That's how they should do it, and I hope people here in Slovenia appreciate it and support it.
Thank you for the interview.
Thank you.
Enjoy your stay in Slovenia.
Oh, no problem. Great beer.
And of course the film. Good work in the future also.
Thank you very much.